Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you. Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend. We'll be right back.
much about it.
Wow, man, that was a very beautiful interpretation of Pachamama, Mother Earth, and it was dedicated to the Latin American natives cultures, and obviously, you know, as I keep saying all the time, I never stop repeating myself about the Pachamama, the Mother Earth. We have to look after our environment, our planet, our Earth. which is comes to mind right now. I saw the news last night on TV, the news from Latin America. This time it came from Argentina. And what was happening in Argentina, in a region of Argentina, Bahía Blanca, to be exact, Bahía Blanca, where all the trees and the forest was cut down, and the whole population, the whole area was left exposed to the environment, you know, to the rivers there. And what the situation was, that there was a freak storm that happened at the weekend, in which the whole town, the whole Bahía Blanca city center, was flooded. Flooded, yeah. There was a few hundred people, 100 people died because they weren't expecting it at all. They expected a rain, you know, but not as much rain as it was. And it's because, and there was no protection, by the way. There was no protection because trees have been cut down. The whole area was devastated by the storm. You know, very unusual, but becoming usual because of the what we're doing to the environment. You know, we're destroying it. We're not doing anything to look after it. So if we don't look after the environment, nature will not look after us, you know. So it goes both ways. So, yeah, people in Bahía Blanca, they're really regretting it, and now they're expecting a lot of help from the central government, you know, in Argentina, which I hope that it's going to be... given to them as soon as possible. They lost their property, they lost their cars, they lost and lives, you know. I mean, the material stuff can be replaced, you know, but lives cannot be replaced. So there we go. That's another example of how we don't take care of nature and the environment. And this is happening right now. Winter is coming to Latin America, because we are below the equator, you know, Chile, Peru, Bolivia, Argentina, you know, below the equator. So the climates are different. The seasons are different. When it's summer here, it's winter there, right? So above the equator is where the weather is similar to the rest of Europe. The European companies, you know, they get involved in Latin American forestry to buy forest, but they don't buy the forest to keep the forest going, to keep the oxygen, the protection of the forest regions. But they buy the forest, you know, but for the wood, you know, the wood for paper, for all many things that they use the wood for. So, yeah, Latin America is one of the victims, you know. Argentina is one of the victims, and Chile is also one of the victims. Peru, Bolivia, Bolivia and Peru, they're going through the jungle, you know, cutting down trees, you know, and opening highways and trying to get to make more accessible to the from one point to another. But at the same time, you know, they're destroying the whole thing. You know, they're destroying, the forest and the Amazon. I saw the news, as I said, you know, pretty sad, you know, to hear that some human lives have been lost, and also not human, just human lives, and also cattle, you know, loss of the cattle, you know, because in that region, you know, part of where this situation took place, loss of the cattle, you know, the meat, you know, that come from Argentina, and all, you know, it's all like countryside and stuff. So the agricultural side, the agricultural world suffered, the animal world suffered, the human world suffered, the material world, they all suffer. So please, you know, let's be more conscious about the environment, you know, and And this music that I'm playing right now this last track that I played was dedicated to Pachamama, but dedicated to the Mother Earth, with the sounds of water, sounds of rain, sounds of lightning, thunder. You know, this is what nature is all about. Beautiful. So look after nature, and nature will look after us. This is one more track by group called the Children of the Sun. Before we go into the rest of the Latin American style vibes and rhythms, here we go on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live. Yeah, man, that was a second track by the Sons of the Children of the Sun. Sorry, the Sons of the Sun. Yeah, that's very similar. Now I've got an announcement here that is a documentary film which can be found on the available to watch online. Yes, it's a film by Nick McWilliam. Neoliberalism was born in Chile and it will die in Chile. Yeah, this guy, it's called Seattle Latino Film Festival winner of that, and you can find it on the online. On www.vimeo.com/forward-on-demand, Santiago Rising. It's called Santiago Rising, okay? And they also, the part of the season of the documentary is about the Chilean Santiago Rising, and also this another part of that, from that season, is called Britain and the Other 9/11. Britain and the Other 9/11. It's a secret history of the UK interference in Chile during the 9/11. Because, you know, let me remind you that the 9/11 was 1973. Is what when the coup took place in Chile, right? So all this documentation, all these statistics, all this information, all this history of what is going on is because they come into the files have been reopened, so you can more things have been found out, you know, about the boycotts of the socialist government. And the interference of these capitalist societies and countries that took part in Chile. So, yeah, Pinochet and Margaret Thatcher are very good friends. And obviously, she knew about the situation that was taking place in Chile. And when she got to power, obviously, we all know that Pinochet came over to the UK, and he was on the wanted list, the Interpol wanted list in Spain and Belgium for committing crimes, you know, against the Belgian and Spanish citizens in Chile. So the Spanish courts, they wanted him to be extradited to Spain to face charges. And obviously, Britain, Margaret Thatcher, I would say, refused to do that because she said she is a very important person that come to visit us. He's a diplomatic visa. So we have to protect him. And so she refused to hand him over to the authorities in Spain. And the same with Belgium, anyway. So, you can find that program on www.crowdfunder.co.uk/forward-p/forward-Britain. The Other 11, 9/11. The Other 9/11, yeah, that's what it's called. Anyway, amigos, the one Santiago Rising is now available to watch online, okay? So www.vimeo.com/forward-on-demand/forward-Santiago-Rising. Yeah, this is all, you know, all the... it's always the same thing, you know, conspiracies and all this planning and all the malice that takes place in the world. You start finding out the truth, you know, years and years and years and years later, you know, when most of these people have already gone, you know, already dead, you know, deceased, you know, passed away, and they would run away, they escape without paying the bills, you know, without paying for what the crimes they committed. So, yeah, but anyway, it's part of history, And remember that history makes present and present makes future. You know, we wouldn't have a present without history. And, you know, and history teaches us many, many things, many lessons, you know, and only some of us learn from history, and some others still haven't learned from history, like the Nazis in Europe, like wars in all over the place, you know, it's a mess. And the whole thing is all about money, right? Because money. If you don't make money, what's the point in making so much money when you're going to die, when you're going to go, you know, with nothing, just your clothes on and that's it, you know? And that's what it is. And let me remind you for the thing that's happening on next Friday at Upper 7 in the evening at the Highfield Trinity Methodist Church, Vientos del Pueblo, a history of Latin American social movements in folk songs and stories. So, yeah, remember, if you've got time, if you're interested in these type of themes, you know, subjects, you know, which I think everybody should be interested in these things, because we, as I said before, you know, we learn from that. We learn lessons. If you're not interested in finding out about history, you're never going to learn the lessons, you know, to improve the quality of life, the future, you know, for to look after, like I said, I was saying, look after the planet, you know, the earth for future generations. Because once we go, some of the people will come along, you know, the youngest will follow and take over. The youngest will be the politicians of the future. The youngest will be the presidents, the prime ministers, the nurses, the judges. They are the future. So what are we going to leave to them? You know, nothing? Ruins? No. That is very unfair, because our ancestors never left us that. You know, they built a whole world, a whole planet for us to live in, and that's what we've enjoyed so far. So let's do the same for the future generations. That's part of life. It's so obvious. It's very obvious. And I think nowadays, around the world, the obvious is disappearing. The obvious is vanishing, you know. And all these issues and things that people have come up with lately, you know, which is, oh my God, it's so unbelievable stuff that is happening. You know what I mean? I will not mention nothing in particular because I don't want to get into trouble, because probably somebody who actually will get in criticizing me about this stuff, and I don't want that. Okay, amigos, let's carry on with the music. Thank you very much for listening to the show. We still got some time left. So get up and start dancing now, because this is the time when we're starting to say, let's have a break and enjoy ourselves for a little while. You know, while we're here in the studio, we can actually dream of a better world. And we can make a better world if we try. Okay. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live, Latino Dance with you every Monday from 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. And don't forget, don't just get in touch with me during the program. You know, you can get in touch with me throughout the week. You know, my number is 079-44-031-894. Anything you want to announce, you know, to for me to give a shout out, just let me know. 079-44-031-894. And the other thing is, I'm going to invite you to come along. If you got a guitar, you write some poetry, you know, anything. If you want to come and talk to me live on the radio, just do so. Give me send me a text and ask me if you could come along and ask me what you want to do, and I will arrange that for you. No problem. Because Sheffield Live is a community radio station for the community by the community. So when you take part, You know, we all take part. And it's all for the good thing of Sheffield. Okay, amigos, here we go with some more music for you.
Con toda palabra, con toda sonrisa, con toda mirada, con toda caricia, me acerco al agua, bebiendo tu beso, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, es ruego el quererte, es canto de mundo, mirada de ciego, secreto desnudo, me entrego a tus brazos, con miedo y con calma, ruego en la boca, un ruego en el alma, un ruego en la boca, un ruego en el alma. Con toda palabra, con toda sonrisa, con toda mirada, con toda caricia, me acerco al fuego que todo lo quema, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, es ruego el quererte, es canto de mundo, mirada de ciego, secreto desnudo, me entrego a tus brazos, con miedo y con calma, un ruego en la boca, un ruego en el alma. Boca, un ruego en el alma. Me acerco al fuego que todo lo quema, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo, la luz de tu cara, la luz de tu cuerpo.
cada bala mata um. Lá em cima do uambo tem um copo com veneno, quem bebeu morreu. Kirbi, 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 macaco, macaco quer boar e quer boar. Pim, pam, pum, cada bala mata um. Lá em cima do uambo tem um copo com veneno, quem bebeu morreu. Pim pam pum, cada bala mata um. Lá em cima do uambo tem um copo com veneno, quem bebeu morreu. Cribi 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 macaco, macaco quer boar e quer boar. Ei Cota Silva, rapaz até nem tem a culpa. Tem pai que é retornado, tem pai que é refugiado. Ilegal disfarçadamente,
ilegal.
Disfarçadamente
ilegal, oh yeah.
Fazem reuniões, fazem debate. Adiz Abeba, Adiz Abeba, Losaka, Losaka, Losaka. Campais da luz e do dia. Não pertencemos nem à noite nem à escuridão. Não pertencemos nem à noite nem à escuridão.
caso, porque quer valorizar desse jeito casa nova que só precisa conquistar.
Je t'aime, mon tourment d'amour.
Hey,
Okay, amigos, amigos, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and listening to the fantastic vibes from Latin America. I hope that you're going to join me again next week at the same time, 5 till 7. And don't forget, the number to text is 079-44-031-894. So text me and, let me know what you want me to shout out for in the next program. And this is what I usually say at the end of this show. Love one another and free Palestine.